This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. You know, check out the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. You really don't. I mean, buy the book, find out what it's all about, find out that the labels that have been applied to us by the left don't apply to us. Really, no joke. Now, I love to do this climate change, cooling, warming, whatever, because it's even as the science proves them wrong, even as there's constantly new evidence to show that what they're trying to sell you, what they're trying to get you to believe, is not real and it's not true, they keep pushing it on you. They keep trying to get you to swallow it. Now, it's been like 25 years since the ozone hole killed all of us. Don't you remember that? Some of you are old enough to remember that. Back in 1992. Remember there was this big hole in the ozone? Yeah, you know, I remember it. But I either wasn't sober enough to remember it, or it didn't mean anything to me, or whatever. But I do remember that, you know, we had to stop using the hairspray, and we had to stop using all these things that were hurting the ozone layer. And if you remember, it was DDT, right? They had that China Syndrome movie that they kept bringing back and showing you what was going to happen. And they always go through all this stuff, you know, the ozone hole, global warming, climate change, all this. And they move from one world-ending issue to another. You ever notice that? And everybody, they pick a spokesman for every one of these things. And, it, you know, back in 92, I guess there was some conversation that it was President Bush's fault because he wasn't moving fast enough. Somebody, there's a clipping here. It said the ozone hole is a life or death issue with the real possibilities of a second ozone hole opening over North America. Perhaps the popular press will cease portraying environmentalists as frantic chicken littles. This is in a newspaper. Now, needlessly, they shouldn't be alarming the public like this because these predictions aren't real. The article goes on to say President George Bush's move to eliminate the production of chloroflugalugahoos, that's too big of a word for me, 3 to 5 years before the end of the century date set by the Montreal Protocols falls woefully short of addressing one of the most alarming threats to our continued existence on this planet. It has to be dealt with immediately. Now, remember, we've done these stories back in, what is it, the late 70s or early 70s. Remember the original Earth Day and how we had 3 to 5 years to do this. We had 10 years to do that. And then they changed that. They moved it up. And they keep moving it up. So I guess it's 30-some-odd years too late because it was going to happen, New York was going to be in 30 feet of water, and it'd be uninhabitable, and. None of this has happened. Absolutely none of it has happened. Now, anything less than immediate and total ban on production of these ozone-depleting chemicals is just sheer folly, says the writer. The very modest cuts in CFC production so far have done nothing to diminish the Antarctic ozone hole, which has become a yearly phenomenon. With the anticipated appearance of an ozone hole over more heavily populated areas, we can no longer engage in half-hearted attempts to stem the degradation and condition. Listen, under any other circumstances, these guys would be drawn and quartered, right? Nothing. None of their predictions come true. None of their so-called scientific data, scientific proof. Our computer models show us. Well, your computer, you must have been an abacus that wasn't up, that hadn't been recharged or something. I don't know. Because how does that work? How does the scientist, if a scientist keeps getting it wrong, how serious are they going to take him, right? NASA predicted back then that there was an ozone hole over North America, and it was worse, far worse than they thought it was. According to the Beacon Journal, printed February 20th, 1992, it's at the start of an ozone hole likely in North America. In Bangor, Maine, a heightened sense of urgency is pressing scientists as they complete their inspection of what looks like the start of an ozone hole over the Northern Hemisphere. Now, this is a discovery so alarming it's already changed U.S. policy. Scientists on the NASA project based in Bangor concluded that an ozone hole could develop this winter over the United States, Canada, and Europe. It never happened. No, think about it. It never happened. And we still allow them to, well, I don't. You might. To scare you and get you believing that these things are real. They actually exist. But it never did what they said it was going to do. And it's not there. These 2 weeks are really crucial, said one scientist. It's in a time for detecting the appearance of the ozone hole. What's it come and go? I don't get it. So, you use too much carbon, you burn it too much fuel, and it shows up, and you come back in the fuel, and it goes away. If that was the case, couldn't they do something to make it show up so we could figure out what to do with it? This region of the hemisphere, said James G. Anderson, he's the lead scientist for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The ozone layer is in the upper atmosphere, roughly 7 to 31 miles above the Earth, and it provides our shield from the sun's ultraviolet rays. Boy, are we in trouble. Not really. We'll talk more about this when we decide to break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Oh, it's like a time. I got sidetracked by the untucking. You talk about a real mental, like, quandary. My mother always yelling at me to tuck my shirt in. Now they're selling shirts that are untucked. I don't know what to do. I'd be so lost. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Let's do the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, I think his name was Dave. Was that the guy from San Francisco? Remember him? When they said it's not gonna, that there was no voter fraud, it's a lie.
I don't remember.
It was the name began with a D. Anyway, Dave from San Francisco, if you're listening, we're gonna do a voter fraud story, and you can write down the names because I know you were really into names, so you can write down the names. And I'll say them really slow, give you time to write them down. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can buy the shirts. Remember the shirts? Hashtag stand. I should have wore one tonight. And, you know, don't let them. Don't go to these events. And they're supposed to be a grassroots organization. They have these shirts. They have these cool shirts. They have banderas. They have caps. They, you know, they're all dressed the same. Pretty good for like a grassroots impromptu, let's get out there and fight kind of thing. I always thought that interesting. So now you can fight back a little bit. Anyway, you can buy my book. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, including get my coffee mug and tell your friends about the show. It's the way you can sign up for the weekly notice. All right. We're talking about the ozone hole in North America that never happened. We've been talking about this for years. It's no different than Earth Day, where they talked about how, you know, New York, I said it earlier, was going to be under 30 feet of water, was going to be uninhabitable. I mean, all the crazy stuff they went through. What was it? A third of the population would die from starvation. The other, the people that were left were going to be, like, emaciated. You know, people were just, the doom and gloom, you know, the funny thing about it was, even if they believed it to be true, did they really believe that people were going to buy it if they went that far over the top with it? They needed a good PR firm to help them. But you have to understand something. Nothing. Nothing. Not one word, not one letter, not one syllable came true. Now, in the real days, those people would have been shamed and fired. We don't do that anymore because we don't want them to feel bad. And guess what? After everything that NASA said, and after everything the scientists said, and everything everybody said, there was never, ever, ever an ozone hole recorded over the Northern Hemisphere. Never. Right? And the one over the Antarctic, or the one they say is over the Antarctica, it's not changed in size. Not one bit. Since CFC bans were put in place. Some of you are old enough to remember when you weren't supposed to use hairspray anymore. Remember all that crazy stuff? Right? Couldn't you spray deodorant? You couldn't use any of that. And who keeps pushing this stuff? Al Gore and his team. Who has made hundreds of millions of dollars pushing this stuff? Al Gore and his team. And somehow the government's bought into to the point where colleges will lose grants if they say anything, they show or say or do anything the opposite. In the opposite. Okay, I guess I'm going to get beat up. Let's go with, yes. Keep your finger on the, anyway, we'll go to Carla in California. Carla, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, and say hello to your lovely wife.
I will. Hello, lovely wife. Where is she?
I have your book. I've read your book, and it's the bomb. Thank you for writing it. It's very, very good.
I appreciate that so much. So, where am I
off? Climate change stuff. Oh, I don't even know where to start. The last thing I remember seeing is that they were throwing, the left was throwing a fit because there was a big old crack in some ice, chunk of ice, and oh my gosh, it's melting and breaking apart. Well, then I just saw something the other day that said the ice cap has grown by like billions of pounds of ice.
Yep.
No,
you're right.
These guys on the left, I'm telling you, whatever they're talking about, if it doesn't come to fruition, they just change the name of it.
Or they push it out.
Just change the name of it.
I was making fun of back in the 70s on the first Earth Day. We do the show every year on Earth Day. We talk about their predictions back then. Not one of their predictions has come true to this point. Not a one.
That's right. That's right.
In the real world, they'd all be fired,
up
right?
Here in Humboldt County, we had the Earth First faction up here because, oh gosh, it was the Pacific Fisher and the Marbled Murrelet and the Spotted Owl and, oh, you can't log and you can't do this and you can't do that. Well, they, in essence, shut most of the logging down up here. My husband worked in a sawmill. I know this for a fact. And I went toe-to-toe with those people. You want to talk about protests? So that was fun. So I read something a couple of years ago. In essence, all the, there were not logging in the areas where these spotted owls were supposed to be. And a couple of years ago, they did a study, and guess what's happening? The spotted owl numbers are dropping. And you want to know why the spotted owl numbers are dropping? The marijuana growers. But is anybody going to say anything about
no,
that?
No, no, no.
No.
No, can't say anything about it. I'm sure that's not it. There's got to be the... There's got to be another reason, because
so
marijuana is good for everybody.
That's just my opinion. Throwing
including animals,
there.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No, I just Googled for giggles.
So,
ice cap growing,
the
and they're all growing.
The ozone thing made me laugh because the more I read about it, that darn thing opens and closes all the time, and it has for hundreds and thousands of years. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's amazing, and they won't give it up. It's the only thing they have, so they're not going to give it up.
Exactly. That's why I said they just changed the name of what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
if you remember, we were going into the...
insanity.
In the 70s, we were going into the Ice Age. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
They actually said we were moving into another major ice age. We're in California. I don't know if you couldn't call it by us over the last couple of weeks. You know?
Right.
Oh, God. Carla, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. The heat waves are because of climate change, and the forest fires are because of climate change. Everything's climate change.
That's
well,
right.
Okay.
My excessive weight gain is because of climate change, too, I'm sure.
Hey, there you go. Hey, that works.
I have to have more ice cream.
If they can use that for everything else, why not?
Yep. I have to have more ice cream to stay cool, so I'm going to use it. I'm going to use that as much as I can.
Well,
hey, thanks so much for being with me, Carla. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks a lot.
All right. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back. I have a lot more coming up after the break. I'm telling you. You know, I like hitting all the crazy stories that we normally don't get to during the week. A lead developer of the HPV vaccine comes clean, and he says, parents, don't get your young girls vaccinated. It could be deadly. We'll be back in a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I heard that John McCain's returning to the Senate tomorrow for the health care vote. I mean, whether it's for the health care vote or not, I mean, it's nice. It's a good human thing to see that he's got enough strength to get up and go and do what he believes to be true. So, anyway, our wishes, whether you like him or not, our wishes are with him and his family and continued, recovery. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a boatload of things you could do up there on the website. Like I said, I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Okay, my wife has talked about this. Friends have talked about this. And you really need to pay attention to these things. You can't, we've discussed this before. We've discussed vaccinations before, what testing actually goes into them. And when it comes to our kids, why are we so quick to believe the doctors? Why are we so quick to believe people that really have no real interest in what's going on in you, with you, your family, the whole nine yards? Really, seriously. No, I know this was a noble, I guess, being a doctor, pharmaceuticals, that kind of thing. Maybe it was a noble endeavor at one point in time. And I believe a lot of doctors still do it. A lot, not all, it's like anything else. A lot of doctors still do it because they believe they want to help people. They want to heal people. They want to do the right thing. And there are plenty of doctors out there that will listen, that will work with you, and there are plenty that won't. Whatever the pharmaceutical company says, whatever the insurance company says, that's what they do because it covers their butt. But now one of the lead developers, and we've seen this happen before, and they'll poo-poo this guy will never work again, but God bless him for coming out. The lead developer of the HPV vaccine comes clean. He warns parents and young girls, it's all a big, giant, deadly scam. Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. Now, the Canadian Concordia University's kinesiology professor Genevieve Rail was awarded a grant of $270,000 to study the effects of the HPV vaccines on the public. Now, HPV stands for human, papillomavirus, which has suddenly declared the root cause of cervical cancer over the past decade. Now, notice it said suddenly declared. Not much research went into it. Based on their study, Rail and study co-author Abby Lipman, a McGill University professor emeritus, published an op-ed article in Montreal's Le Devoir newspaper questioning the safety and the benefits of the human papillomavirus vaccines. Their op-ed urged Quebec to halt the HPV immunization until its dangers are independently investigated. Dangers, not danger. And we can't have the fox checking his own workout. What do you think? Now, of course, they were roundly attacked through the Canadian mainstream media. The mainstream media piled on with remarks from the usual prestigious medical professions who asserted that, you know, HPV vaccinations are safe. Right? They're remarkably successful. Now, we're hearing here in the United States, we're hearing about issues and problems with these vaccines with young people. Now, several comments on Canada's National Post article favored the Rail-Lipman viewpoint, despite the article's slightly negative slant towards their findings. Now, somehow, these prestigious medical officials have ignored the adverse reaction cases reported internationally among teenage girls, ranging from chronic fatigue to chronic seizures to partial and complete paralysis. But I'm sure it has nothing to do with the virus. Isn't that what you always hear? I mean, these kids can get a virus, and 10 minutes later, they can go into convulsions, and I'm sure they would say it's nothing to do with the virus.
You mean vaccine.
Vaccine, whatever. The virus vaccine. The HPV vaccines, Gardasil by Merck, and Cervarix by GlaxoSmithKline, have been pushed onto families with teenage girls and now teenage boys as cancer. I didn't know that boys could get cervix cancer.
Don't even get me started.
I mean, I'm not the most educated guy in the room. I'm just trying to figure this out, right?
It's because it's not a cancer vaccine.
Oh, it's a vaccine to make money.
It's an STD vaccine.
Oh. Oh, okay, well, why did they call it that? I don't know. Anyway,
nobody will buy it.
That's true. The Rail-Lipman four-year study involved 170 parents and teenage girls who were given the HPV shots, and they're usually administered sequentially in a series of three. Rail has been the main recipient of the pro-vaccine hysteria criticism, and she's not budging. Good for her. God bless her. Seriously. She said, "I'm sort of raising the red flag out of respect for what I found in my own study." And for with the spare of parents who had totally perfect 12-year-olds who are now in their beds, too tired to go to school. Yeah, too tired to go to school. She goes, yes, we're going against the grain and we're going to go against those who are believed, i.e. doctors and nurses and people in public health. Now, the funny thing about it, now they've come to find out that every mother that was pro-vaccine, who now has an injured child, is now anti-vaccine. If you're old enough to remember Mr. T, I remember him. One of his favorite statements was, "I pity the poor fool." That's my thought for the average vaccine indoctrinated sheeple, she said. "Well, my thoughts get nastier with the manic frothing at the mouth," she said. "These vaccine fanatics, downright vicious with their vaccine industry and its celebrated spokesman, Dr. Paul Offit. Offit has maintained that a newborn can receive 1,000 vaccines Wow. Receive 1,000 vaccinations safely in a day. And the aluminum is vital to our health. Offit is a mainstream media darling. Ignored Offit. She said, he's Offit. Has made millions with his vaccine patent and ignored the prostitutes who feed off of them. In case you're wondering, breast milk feeding supports a newborn while its immune system is developing over the next 2 years. Right? So if the immune system is not developed properly, or not developed at all, I'm curious as to how does it work with the vaccines? What's to stop anything that gets in? I'm just asking. You guys figure this out on your own. An unbound or free aluminum, the stuff used in almost all vaccine, is a neurological toxin. How does the baby fight it off? A couple of years ago, one of the lead HPV vaccine developers from Merck, Gardasil, Dr. Diane Harper, came clean and warned that Gardasil was not only ineffective and unnecessary, it was dangerous. Harper mentioned the medically known fact that 98% of the HPV warts among sexually active women healed on their own within a year or two. Now we'll post the chart up later on the website. Besides, pap smears are still the recommended watchtower for cervical cancer. Even if the HPV shots are administered, they're still doing cervical cancer checks with a pap smear. Why do it if it's covered? It's done. It's fixed. You don't need to check anymore, right? After coming clean, she reportedly sort of recanted. Maybe her pension was threatened or her family. Who knows? You can see more of what she originally said on the video we're going to post up later on. Now, keep in mind, it's estimated only about 5% of vaccine adverse events are reported to the CDC's vaccine. How would you know, though? How would you know to report it? What if it doesn't happen for a couple of weeks? And nobody's told you to look for these things. How would you report that out? I think that's what happens with a lot of this stuff, that people don't really understand what to look for. They're not told what to look for. I'd love to, maybe someday I should look it up, right? Find out if these are all things that are on there, that are on their list of things to watch for. You know, tiredness from a teenager, that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Get up your coffee. Come on back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Larry, I would love to watch Hannity to see Diamond Silk, but I got to do the show. You know how that works. Anyway, always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there, along with buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you spend up on the website, you know, taking a look around. We've got shirts, coffee mugs, water bottles, all kinds of fun stuff up there. But I do appreciate the I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I'm getting some complaints about Facebook, but you know what? I can't do anything about it. They can't stand the conservatives. They choke us on a regular basis. You know, thank God for radio. Seriously, thank God for terrestrial radio, because we're seeing the choke on the conservative side with Google. I've seen some of my good friends that have been around for a while with me now, all of them. If you head up to my website, there's a link up there called Patreon, and it helps us pay the bills. That's why it's called Patreon, right? You can sign up, $5 a month, $10 a month, $5,000 a month, whatever you decide that you want to give or get involved with. And it will help us. So, you know, with everything going on in the White House, and now you're hearing this, I don't even know what to believe anymore. I know what I'd like to see happen, but I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, you hear the leaks, you hear what's going on. I'm hoping the new team and the new group of people, I don't even have problems with that. Maybe Trump has chosen some wrong people for those positions. He's never been in that position before. And I think the people around him weren't really doing a good job helping him either. So, you know, when you look at what's going on, you look at they're screaming that Giuliani is going to replace Sessions. Now, Giuliani's come out and said, oh, no, that's not true. Not him. Remember, when he first came out, it was the only job he wanted. And now I'm not sure he wants it at all. Does he need the aggravation? Does he need all the stuff that they're doing to them up on Capitol Hill? Now, Rush Limbaugh suggested earlier this morning that Giuliani appointment could be possible and referred to a New York Post report indicating that Giuliani, who was a major Trump surrogate during the campaign, may replace Sessions. The Post article was founded upon a story written by Axios that suggested that Giuliani, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, also a major Trump supporter for the campaign, might take major roles on with the president. Now, Giuliani not only denied he was seeking the job, but also said that Sessions made the right call to recuse himself. Now, I know Trump is mad about this, but there is a way to handle this. I don't know if I would have recused myself. I might have put an investigator on it, a special or particular investigator on it, but I don't know if I would have recused myself. So, now Trump said he wished that Sessions would not have recused himself, and if he knew that was going to happen, he might not have put him on. So he's not allowed to have an opinion, he's not allowed to think it through and let you know what he... I mean, the guy, I realize he can't control his mouth at times, but at least he's letting you know what he was thinking. Now, Giuliani says that... I should be able to do this, he's one of mine. Giuliani... He says that he's not even been asked by the president. He says, I'm so busy with my private law practice and security business, it would be impossible for me to leave right now. It's kind of presumptuous even to answer the question, but I don't want you to think I want the job, so that's why I'm telling you I don't. And nobody has asked me. Now, Trump's public comments about Sessions have sparked rumors that the president will be looking for Sessions to resign. You know what? I don't know if I believe that. No, the relationship might be hurt, right? There might be issues with it, but that doesn't always mean... Look, Trump is a successful business guy. You don't always need to be exactly on the same page as the people that you're working with. Or that work for you. Now, the Washington Post is reporting that Ted Cruz was a possible replacement for Sessions, and Giuliani, and Newt. Now, during a White House event with interns, a reporter asked Trump, should Sessions resign? Trump theoretically rolled his eyes, or excuse me, theatrically rolled his eyes, as the interns laughed and said to the interns, hey, they're not supposed to do that. Look, I was asked this morning what I thought about the communications director, Anthony Scaramucci. What is Trump, is like surrounding himself now with Italians, or what? He was also asked if Trump wants Sessions to resign as attorney. Yeah, and again, why are we focused on this? There's so many other things going on. With all the other stuff going on, I bet you most of you have only heard about Russia, 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 right? And now you heard about, you know, McCain returning. Did any of you hear about the Chinese fighter jets that got really close, I mean, almost feet away from U.S. reconnaissance jets? Nah, probably not. Have we heard anything about the little round boy there? And he is a boy. When you act like a boy, I don't care if you're a man, you're still a boy. The little round boy out there in North Korea. Nope, nothing there either, right? Keep going on with this and on and on and on and on, and we don't hear anything that's going on. not the important stuff. Like, did you hear about the judge that cleared the way for Trump Commission to collect voter information? That's right, a federal judge on Monday cleared the way for President Donald Trump's Commission on Election Fraud to resume collecting detailed voter roll information. The commission asked states last month to provide publicly available data, including registered voters' names, birth dates, partial Social Security numbers, but later told them to hold off until a judge ruled on the lawsuit. U.S. District Court Judge Colleen Collar. This is great. Colleen. Who does this to their kid? Colleen Collar Cotelli. Why would you do that to your son or daughter? Well, in this case, your daughter.
She hyphenated her married name.
I wouldn't do that to myself. Are you serious? In a District of Columbia, denied the advocacy group's request to block the data collection in a ruling that Commission Vice Chair Chris Kobach called a major victory for government accountability and transparency. You know, isn't it funny how the left is spinning this only one way? The only thing this could mean is that President Trump wants this so he can intimidate voters. He just wants to intimidate the dead ones and the ones that aren't here legally. I'm okay with both of those. Really, seriously. I want dead people to stop voting until they can tell me how to get a message the way they get their voter down here. The commission requested this publicly available data as part of its fact-gathering process, which is information that states regularly release to political candidates. I work on campaigns. We get this stuff all the time. We have to pay for it. We get it from the county. We get it from government agencies. And I get partial Social Security numbers, but mostly your name, address, city, state, zip. I get your cell phone numbers, right? Your email address. Anything that you put down on your voter registration form, I get. That should scare the bejesus out of you. And consultants in every state can do that. So, I mean, if you wanted to, we could have shelled out taxpayer money to buy something to help taxpayers, and it would go back to the taxpayer coffers. Just crazy. The privacy group had argued that the commission should have completed an assessment of privacy concerns before making the request. Why? It's going from one state agency to a federal agency. What's the worry about here? The judge found that the group had standing to make the argument, but said that the commission is not an agency and therefore did not require to do such assessments. The judge also found the group failed to show that its members would be harmed by data collection that's already collected and already held with a government agency. Think about that. Now you got me laughing. I think the IRS, what, 30 million names were stolen by the time they get done? Yeah, you're real secure. It's not a problem. The only practical harm the plaintiffs' advisory board members would suffer is that their already publicly available information would be rendered more easily accessible by virtue of its consolidation onto the computer systems that would ultimately receive this information. They might have to clean it up. That's tough. Oh, but the judge never said, that the states must comply with the commission's request. The commission cannot evade privacy obligations by playing a shell game with the nation's voting records. Similar lawsuits are pending in Texas, Florida, and New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire lawsuit brought by two lawmakers and an American Civil Liberties Union. Of course, now they were put on hold pending the outcome of the Washington case. I think the president with some of these should go straight to the Supreme Court. Straight to the Supreme Court. Really, it'd be that easy. Now, after the break, we're going to talk about voter fraud. Another one. It never stops. It's just hard to prove. That's the problem. That's why you don't see more of it. It's just simply hard to prove. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.